I'm here with Martin Rezov, CRO of Scale Voice. Came to Asotucon all the way from the Czech Republic. Thanks for spending a few minutes with me here.
Thank you for having me. It was an amazing conference.
So so tell me, when did you find out about the conference? Because I'm so curious about this.
So about Asotu, not about the conference, I've learned on NADA when I met you guys with the amazing branding you have.
That was the first time you came across it.
Yes, correct. And then actually Adrienne Gibbs make amazing marketing efforts for you because she was messing up with my LinkedIn page all the time. There was Adrienne's going to be at Asotu. Adrienne's going to be at Asotu. I was like, what the hell is the conference about? Like, why is she messing up with my page? And so I typed it in and I was like, this seems fun. And I actually wrote to you.
Then you messaged me.
Yeah,
but I didn't, like, the whole story that would have got it there. Shout out to Adrienne Gibbs, who is, we owe her something.
So
tell me about why you came here and what it is that you're working on. And I think it's very interesting. So tell us the story.
So we have launched basically AI that's sourcing cars from private sellers to dealerships. It's done entirely through machine learning and AI, so we don't have any human in the process of the calls, but there is a human in the loop basically receiving the cars, and we are trying to increase the volume of cars arriving to the dealership, and we do that for success fee only, so there's no risk for the dealership.
So tell me how it works.
So basically there are two models. One of them is dealership have tons of dead leads at this point, which can't be reached out to people because, well, there is no time for that. You need to reach the fresh leads. And they throw them at us. We do the outreach because, well, it's a machine. And we schedule appointments from those. The other model is we are scraping pages, and then we basically source cars from there, which they didn't know about. So we run like a Tinder for car dealerships, where we do the matchmaking.
So So how far in development are you? Like, is the product live? How close is it to being live if it isn't?
So it's very much alive. Over the last 30 days, it's scheduled over 1,200 appointments for dealerships. It makes about $5 million upside for the dealerships we signed so far, like for those we have currently. In Europe, we have over 120 dealerships signed. We started in the US on NADA, so it's 2 months now, three maybe. And we have 37 rooftops over here.
And so what are your plans? So 47 rooftops in the US. What are the plans for rollout? When do you think that more dealers will see and hear about this?
I hope today.
Yeah, of course. Definitely a number of them did at Asotucon, that's for sure.
So that's one part. We are launching US, like officially, we are launching US on 15th of June, okay, where we are launching a PR campaign and co-marketing with Schump Automotive because they are our first and largest client in US.
Oh, that's not too shabby to have them as your first.
So, yeah, they are very progressive, I would say, that when they heard about the value proposition, they started testing it basically a week after NADA,
yep,
and we went to full production in a month. So they launched it for all the stores, and they are amazing.
And so this is basically, I'm going to get a phone call if I'm somebody that has a car that, you know, the dealership through the software is trying to source. I'm going to get a phone call, and what am I going to hear when I get the phone call?
So the entire flow is you're going to receive a message that you are going to receive a phone call to increase the conversion rate. So first is a message, then is a phone call that's going to introduce itself, represent the dealership. We are using the dealership script, so it's exactly what you are training people for, we train the AI for. And it's going to try to get you to the appointment, but it follows the business rules. And if you try to convince it to buy the car for more, then it's actual value. It's going to tell you, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I can't offer you more until I see the car and start to get you
to
the dealership.
In the store. There's so many things about AI going around. We hear it all the time. Everyone says that they have some kind of breakthrough. What is different about this AI than some of the other stuff we're seeing out there?
I think what's differentiated us is the model. Like, we don't want to get paid as a software, as a service. We want to get paid by results. So we are trying to bring in a model where we are paid for a job done, not for a subscription fee or anything like that.
Oh, I like that.
So
I think dealers like that too.
Yes, I think it's a very aggressive model because we put our skin in the game.
Yep.
We only make money when they make money, and they like it.
So tell me how you got in the car business.
That's a funny story. I wasn't in car business. I was always in tech business. And the CEO of the company we are running, Scale Voice, we knew from past venture. and he then joined the big, largest used car dealership group in Europe, which is Aures, which is our client now. Mm-hmm. And he figured that the tech he's building is, with AI, very scalable everywhere, so he launched ScaleVoice. And he approached me that, hey, you ran one time already, like US expansion, and I want to do the same, so let's start
that. So this is a familiar game for you.
It's a familiar game with completely new product. Yeah.
What has been your kind of take on the auto industry since you've gotten into it? How is it different? Like, what other industries have you worked in?
So I was doing bank tech, and basic bank and insurance tech before, and it's extremely different. Like, what I've seen here is a community, especially on this conference. It was a community event. It wasn't a conference. NADA was a conference, but this was community event, and I loved it. It was so great, and I think this is unique, or at least from my perspective. I don't know about any other industry where the direct competitors would have fun together.
It is every evening. It is a pretty unique thing, isn't it?
I don't get it. Like, it's not happening in other industries, I think. So
that's amazing. Well, I think automotive should lead the way in that, because people don't expect it, and we know that it's the truth. And we know it's the truth even about, it's kind of the spirit of the industry, even when you look at the dealerships. Dealers share best practices with one another very, very openly. And I don't know if that's because, I can't think of another industry where you have so many owner operators that have, like, I don't know, like a similar experience. They all have to sell from OEM product. They all have to abide by certain regulations, but they're all very entrepreneurial and flexible, and they have the opportunity to try different things even within the OEM regulations.
You know what I think? I think there is like a big aspect of the big players being around that are basically cannibalizing on the small players at this point. And I think AI is going to change this. Us and the other AI companies are giving a chance to build in very simple non-integration tech, which only the big players were able to do before. Like CarMax has proprietary tech.
Right, because everything's vertically built.
Yes, and this is basically a chance to catch up with them, and it's a David Goliath over here, and
yes,
we are helping the Davids.
I think if there's anyone that embodies the David Goliath spirit, it is car dealers.
Yeah, and I think this is where AI is going to change it a lot. And one more thing, I think those dealerships which will be using AI will be very quickly ahead of those which are not. And,
I agree with you. The ones that do adopt early, adjust early. Martin, thank you so much for sharing some time with us. Thank you for coming all the way out to the conference and now becoming a full-fledged member of the Asota community and the auto industry.
Hey, thank you. You'll have me next year because it was really great.
Without a doubt. Thank you.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Dirt with Asota. If you're new to our channel, make sure and mash that like and subscribe button. Also, check out some of these links for other great podcasts and content.